housing. You know, down here, you see.
Yeah.
You go up here, and you go here, as it hasn't changed. Now, one old straight big wall would take an awful lot.
Yeah.
But the way our log house was built was built of the old type.
Yeah.
And the lumber was rough, but the lumber was so sound.
Yeah.
And the chief logs, I can remember when the wind would blow the season of the mortar, which was made out of lime and sand. And what? And actually, we buy lime, which is nothing worth limestone.
Yeah.
It had a cementality about it, you know. And we whitewashed and through the cheeky. These logs, that is, you had to fix them on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the color of this lime made white.
Yeah.
Why, I lived partly raised upstairs in a half room.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all in one big windproof curtains and have 3 beds up there.
Yeah.
It was 14. They were 14 of us children.
You ever call that an attic or a loft?
No, called upstairs. Now, a loft where you can take a ladder and go through a manhole.
Yeah.
On a ship. We didn't have step ladders then, but they'd make a homemade ladder out of two by four or something. That's a loft.
Mm-hmm.
This was actually a living room upstairs, or sleeping room upstairs.
Yeah.
Sleeping room, we might say, only. Some of them finally even had that big log house built big enough that they had them a little second living room up there.
Yeah.
A lounge to hide away, to sleep, to rest, you see.
Yeah. Okay, and where you cook your food, what room is that?
That's called the kitchen. Most of the time it's a lean-to or teed into a log house. And it's usually, it's not log. Now the old timers had to crib the logs diagonally and make a tee out of it.
Yeah.
See? But we didn't. We had a lean-to on this heavy oak lumber, which was not even weatherboarded. It was just boxed.
Yeah.
Boxed with lumber up and down. You see, with even the floors weren't tongue and grooved, but we kept the basement cheeked with this lime like the roof, like you have upstairs on your ceiling around, cheeked where the air couldn't come up from through the single floor.
Yeah.
Then a little later we got shiplap. A shiplap is a lap over that's considered tongue and groove. And you could buy it from the mills then as I grew on up. And it would have either a lap or tongue and groove and lock itself together. That cuts out the air and makes it tight and dust proof.
Okay, and in the kitchen, you might have a little room just off of the kitchen where you stored the canned goods.
That's right. In one way, it was a pantry. We had to put a lot of ours upstairs because it can get too hot near a stove.
Yeah.
And it can cause some expansion there, don't you see?
Yeah.
Where you have this breakable glass. We went to Cannon, you know, when I was just a kid. Before that, they had actually a clock came out that is less subjective to expansion. It's run through a dry kiln. Well, glass is of a different thing. See, and so it depended on the heat for about that key. It's all right. The upstairs nice